You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakhuya, Talitin, Kho Musqueam, Mustail.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to The Chart Show. My name is James, and I'm joined here by...
James is joined by Daniel, which is me, who is talking right now.
And Jay, who is me. I'm talking.
Yeah, we awesome. Are all talking.
Yeah, we all be out here talking.
We really do, James.
We really do be. Today we're going to listen to some charting music, have a good time. It's going to be lots of fun.
Great fun.
Some good stuff. Yeah, the weather is nice today. It's a nice day.
So sunny. I was in a really good mood today.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
about the two of you, but I
yeah.
was like...
Yeah, it's nice. Even though it's cold, it's still sunny.
Yeah.
It's nice to see the sun.
There were several layers when I was outside I was bundled up in, but I was like, oh, it feels a little bit like spring right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not...
Or at least earlier in the fall season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not super wintry, which is nice, because winter can, you know, seasonal depression and everything. It's nice to get those sunny days once in a while. Yeah, I guess, do we want to jump straight into the music, or is there anything else you guys had on your minds?
I do have something on my mind, actually.
Oh, what's on your
Thank
mind,
you for asking.
Daniel?
What's on my mind is there's this super awesome event that's happening tomorrow, right where we are, which is the AMS student nest that everybody listening should go to, and that is Hideout. And Hideout is essentially going to be a free show, and there's going to be some excellent bands playing, four of them that have graciously offered their time to us. And those bands are Exit Strategy, Lovely Company, Magnolia, Zipcar Hot Dog. And I think I've had the opportunity to see a couple of them, but I'm sure they're all going to be great. And this event is going on at 8:30 p.m. at the AMS Student Nest right here at the CITR station. And then there's also a second thing on my mind. I know you only asked about one thing.
But no, I want to hear everything.
Can I say the second
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, of course.
I can say the second
okay,
thing.
Okay, say the second
so thing. So we each have one. You know?
I cede my mind
okay.
to you, Jay.
Okay. So next Tuesday, we got on the 22nd at 8 p.m. at Red Gate, we have Shindig Week 4.
Shindig.
Yeah. So try to make it out if you can. We got Tough Cell playing, Nigel Young, Decom, and Fretgau. So
nice,
four
nice.
Bands next Tuesday.
Very
All good
exciting.
Stuff.
Red
yeah.
Gate.
I've heard good stuff about Magnolia playing tomorrow night at Hideout at CITR.
Mm. Yeah, I think I've seen Magnolia live before.
At 8:30 p.m.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
at 8:30
p.m. tomorrow night at the station.
If you take anything away from the show, it's that 8:30 p.m. is the show. Mm. Sorry, I feel like I cut you off.
No, like, not at all. No, it's good. Yeah, 8:30. That's
PM.
Exactly p.m., not a.m. yeah. Nobody wants to come out at 8:30
It is a night event.
Ooh, yeah. Little getaway.
A little getaway.
Listen to some music.
It'll vibes be will be happening.
The vibes will be immaculate.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Vibes.
Yeah. Okay. Music time?
Yeah. Thanks for letting me speak
of
my
course.
Mind. And Jay
no,
as well.
Yeah.
I feel very safe in the studio.
Yeah, this is a very good studio.
Okay. So we're going to kick things off with Wild Animals, which is a new song coming from Liv. Is it Liv.E or just Liv?
It's Liv. It's
okay.
Liv. Yeah.
By Liv. And this is a single, so album pending. All right, well, we'll start playing the song.
Hope you so, enjoy it.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Fingers to the sky. and they always got somebody that be seeing. And I hope that girl make the choice to leave them. Ooh, you just a pack of dogs, but everybody likes their boys with toys. Ooh.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Hello, hello, we are back. You are listening to CITR.
Are you sick and tired of the cold, wet Vancouver?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am James, and I'm joined by Daniel and Jay. Hey. What did we just listen to, Daniel?
Other than like the weird leak in the ceiling that there was rain coming through just now, we were listening to Wild Animals by Liv, which I'd actually never heard before, and I love her, and I will be stalking her discography after this. And then we also listened to Forever Young by Beth Orton from the album Weather Alive. And one thing we were just talking about while those songs were playing, and I will cede it over to Jay to talk to, but there was some similar like sounds that you were hearing in the Liv song.
Yeah, I thought that Liv song, there was this little, I don't know how to explain it, maybe like a little horn sound or something. That,
like a or something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's good, yeah.
Thank you.
It sounded like something that Pierre Bourne used on his album from last year. It just kind of sounded like very familiar. And that kind of reminded me of the topic of like new artists using samples, obviously, but sometimes just like little sound effects. And recently there was there's been some new Brockhampton music.
Yes.
And there was a little horn sound that played at the beginning of this song, and I realized that I knew it exactly. So here, I'll play it for you real quick.
We're listening.
Back when I had a voice. So that little
that was a great representation.
That horn there at the end, that is also on the J Dilla album Donuts on a bunch of the songs.
Yeah, it's like all over.
And
the place.
It's crazy. I just recognized it right away, and it's kind of cool to see inspiration. In other people's music. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, especially when you can recognize it and they don't explicitly state like, "Oh, I was inspired by X and Y," but you hear the stuff in their music that indicates that they listen to those artists. It's cool.
Yeah. It's like an Easter egg, like, you know, in all those Marvel movies where they have like cameos and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like that.
I mean, you can even like track back the origin. The origin, because like it's okay. It's like, okay, Kevin Abstract like produced the song kind of, right?
Right.
And then it's like, okay, where did Brockhampton come from? They met on a Kanye forum.
Yes.
And Kanye takes inspiration
from Jay Dilla.
So it's like, okay.
It's like a lineage of
hip-hop. Yeah.
Degrees of separation.
I didn't know they met on a Kanye forum. That's
really
cool.
Yeah, that's how they started.
Yeah.
Was it just like Reddit?
Literally.
Some forum, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Like the basement of Reddit is what I would describe the Kanye forum as.
That's really cool. I didn't know that. And they're so popular now.
Yeah.
They're so huge.
That is, I don't know why this is making me like weirdly emotional, but that was like really beautiful the way you described it. Like, it's very much like a clear like lineage of like rap influences. And I think that's what I love so much about rap, because I feel like more than any other genre right now, it very much is like tied to the past and very like shamelessly like takes elements of the past and then kind of like builds on it and pushes it forward.
Yeah.
And I feel like the horn and the little ding you mentioned there were like a great example of that.
Just nice to see.
Good catch, Jay.
Yeah, great catch.
Rap is definitely like the new pop. Like,
I agree.
You know, just the culture, and I mean just popular culture in general, everybody is kind of involved with that, the hip-hop culture, which is really cool. And it's really cool to see the evolution of the music over time.
This is a bit of a tangent, but I low-key feel like electronic music or like dance or house, etc., whatever you call it, is gonna be like the next pop.
That'd be really cool.
Yeah, you're hearing it like like what the new
like Beyonce
album,
the new Drake album,
Drake, The Weeknd, Shy Girl.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess it's a natural progression from like the R&B sound, sort of, right? With like the low key electronic instrumentals and then getting a little bit more, I don't know, adventurous with it. Like that Beyonce album was really cool.
Yeah.
There's some good sounding stuff on there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I can flex a little bit of the knowledge I've gotten from my history of popular music class, like the origins of like dance, electronic, et cetera, like tie fairy back to like funk, which takes from like soul and gospel, and then also like Philly soul specifically, which started with this like record label in Philadelphia, which had this very like specific type of soul where they brought in like strings and very like melodic lines.
Motown or is something
sort of Motown? Like I feel like an offshoot of Motown,
I know Motown was like that, where they had a very specific style, right? Who was the really big guy off of that label? I'm forgetting his name.
Of Motown?
Yeah, like there was the one guy, wasn't...
There's like Sam Cooke, Little Richard,
I think Marvin Gaye.
Was it Marvin Gaye? That's what I'm thinking of.
It's like Otis Redding too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then cool another thing we were learning about was like funk and like that kind of music, like funk and then like electronic dance, whatever, is very similar in like what they call the groove, where you'll always have you'll have the drums and then there's like something built on top of that, whether that's like the bass or maybe it's like synths or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you have like some other cool sound effects going on top, whether it's keyboards or whatever. And it's very much like building like kind of like a big strong foundation, and then you have
it's super groovy.
Yeah.
Like I know Herbie Hancock is really like that. Jay would understand.
Yeah.
Jay would know.
Fan. Yeah. Like it's super groovy, and you can see that natural progression from like the jazz and soul into like more like groovy electronic stuff. Mm-hmm. It's really cool, and I should take that class too.
You should. It's very hard to get into, so it's definitely like I think everyone in the class is in their final year, because haven't gotten it until I was in my last year, which was this year, and I had like a early registration time.
Okay.
But definitely try and take it.
I would love to take that. That would be awesome.
If David Metzer, my professor, is listening, shout out to you, David. And thank you for giving me an extension on my paper.
Nice.
Should we get into the next song?
Yeah, sure. What do we have up next?
We have Non Merci, which if my grade 4 French serves me right, I believe means no thank you in French.
It's actually no merci.
Oh, no merci. My bad. I did not.
It's okay. Grade 4.
Thank you. Well, no merci, or however you said it.
No merci.
Exact. That by Rosie Valland off the album Emmanuel. And then Never Leavin' by TRP.P. Hopefully I said that right. And that is from the album Mirror Soul. And then also, you know what? Let's also go into the third song, maybe, which is Do You Miss Me by Pink Panthers. So hope you enjoy those three.
Rends-moi service, ne parle que si je le dis. Rends-toi service et tâche d'apprendre la modestie. Des cas comme toi, ça se vante, ça se blanchit. Sans que rien ne change, ça s'offense quand on dit pas que merci. Plaisir et bouge, je
you speak and you say the words I love you. Tell me when you fall asleep. Do you miss me? Miss me?
This is a journey into sound.
Hi, this is DJ Wah, inviting you to join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. here on 101.9 CITR for Techno Progressivo. You and my hug
now, my life. This is the house that funk built. This is the house that funk built.
Techno Progressivo is the only radio show in Vancouver where you'll hear the best mix of new tech house, techno, and progressive house.
A body bang.
So join me every second Sunday at 8 p.m. for Techno Progressivo.
House music. House music.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
This is a journey into sound.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am James.
Daniel.
And Jay.
And we just listened to some music.
Yeah, I will tell you what they were. The first song we heard was, actually I'm going to let you
No see. Merci.
Thank you, by Rosie Valland off of Emmanuel. You also heard Never Leavin' by TRP.P from their album Mirror Soul. And then you also heard the single Do You Miss Me by Pink Panthers, which is my favorite song that dropped this week. Jay has another opinion, which we will get into. But yeah, how actually, you know what? I think maybe that's a good little discussion topic real quick. How do you two feel about the song Pink Panthers, etc.?
I don't know. It kind of just grew on me a little bit as
just
we
now,
listened to it.
Yeah, going back on your word.
Yeah, I mean, I heard it like once or twice before.
Yeah,
before.
Fair. That's fair.
I don't know. It's a nice dance song, though.
Mm-hmm.
It got that K Tronada production.
Amazing K Tronada production, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, James?
I have to be honest, I wasn't paying super close attention, but it was like there wasn't anything not to like, so I wasn't like, oh, this is horrible, or oh, you know. But yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
For those of you not in the studio, I currently have a gun to both Jay and James's heads. Asking them what they think, so that's why if their characterizations
sweating
a little, yeah, they're sweating a little,
yeah,
bit.
I'm just
quaking in your boots.
Yeah,
I just really like K-Tron. I just think I have like a I'll say it, an obsession with Kei Trinada. Like, yeah. I'm a Kei Trinada stan, so I feel like anything he touches, I'm, like, a huge fan. And then Pink Panthers, I feel like this is going to come across, like, kind of rude, but I don't, like, expect a lot from her, if that makes sense. Like, I listen to Pink Panthers just for, like, her vibe and the vocals and the sound. Yeah. And I feel like I was, like, reading the lyrics to this song and they really weren't anything, like,
I mean,
crazy.
I love Pink Panthers, but I think the one gripe I have is that she needs to make longer songs.
Yes.
Because it's like, they're great songs, but, like, I want more.
That's a very fair criticism to say, like, an artist isn't pushing themselves enough, right? Like, that's a fair criticism, but if they have potential, then it'd be cool to see them, you know, live up to it.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like I really like the music she makes now, but I know it could be, like, even greater. Like, even this song that just played, for example, like, I really like this song, great song, but as Jay said, it is 2 minutes and 9 seconds, and with Kei Trinada production, it could easily have gone on for another minute.
Yeah.
And then there's more music to enjoy when it's longer.
Yeah. But I guess, I don't know. Do you two think it's like a TikTok thing or like?
Well, I mean, if it's short and people, it's got a great hook.
Yeah.
People are just going to play it over and over again.
Yeah.
That, like, so many times.
I think that definitely is a direction that musicians are taking, is optimizing their music for streaming, which is a little bit sad because it takes away from the actual art form itself, I guess, because then you're looking at it from more of a, like, a money-making perspective rather than a like a artistic music perspective, right?
So, I know when she dropped her first mixtape, people were like, oh, I'm gonna go to the Pink Panthers show and it's gonna be like 15 minutes long.
I would go, though.
I would go. Yeah.
It would be 15 minutes. Yeah. You could still catch another show after if you wanted to.
Has she dropped, like, a full length album?
Just the mixtape.
Not yet. Yeah.
Like,
just the mixtape.
Last year. Yeah.
Okay.
But the song she dropped before this, I also really like, Picture in My Mind. Yeah. That one's, like, more of a full length. I think it's almost 3 minutes kind of thing. So she's getting there.
Okay.
She's shown that she can make a 3-minute song if she wants to.
Yeah. It was good?
I really liked it. What,
yeah, I enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully we see some more long form content from Pink Panther.
Yes. That's a nice bow to put on it. A very nice bow. Jay, do you maybe want to introduce the next song?
Because you're
a bit of a Wise Blood.
I'm a bit of
aficionado.
Bit of aficionado. A Wise Blood fan girl.
Yeah. Rightfully so.
This is her third single, and great news, her album's out tonight.
What?
So.
That's great.
I'm so excited.
New album.
It's been 3 years. It's been long enough.
3 years, actually, wow, that is a long time.
She's coming for blood, wisely.
Yep.
Could not resist, sorry.
That's real good, actually.
Thank you.
But her new single called God Turn Me Into a Flower, and album's out tonight.
App's nice, title. Nice. I pray that
when did
every
the single
night.
Drop?
I think last night. So
okay, so it's like getting really
recent,
hyped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. God Turn Me Into a Flower by Wise Blood from her. Do you know what the album's called?
No, but I'll get back to you.
Okay.
On that one.
Album to be confirmed. God Turn Me Into a Flower by Wise Blood. Hope you enjoy.
As long as I stand to face the crowd, to know my name, to know its sound, it's good to be so. Such a curse to be so hard. Turn me
Are you sick and tired of the cold, wet Vancouver rain? We have the perfect solution for you. Come and hide out from all the elements with us here at the station for a party broadcasted live. We have four exciting performances from local artists like Zipcar Hot Dog, Lovely Company, Magnolia, and Exit Strategy. We hope to catch you at the hideout.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. Yes, this is the chart show.
Chartsomania.
Chartsomania, if you will.
I'm glad I pioneered that.
Yeah, sorry. You pioneered that name, and it's going to stick around.
Thank you. If I could leave any legacy on the CITR station,
that's O-mania. A good legacy. This is CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard three songs. What were those?
God Turned Me Into a Flower. Excellent name for a song title.
Great song.
By Wiseblood. And that's from the
album. The album's called And in Darkness, Hearts Aglow.
Also a great title. Wiseblood. Yeah. Poetic Queen. Oh my God.
Respect it
greatly. The second song was Not Real by Regular Fantasy from the album New Glow. And the third song, the one you just heard, was Shoot to Kill by Gloin, pronunciation to be confirmed, and that's from the album We Found This. Very three different vibes of songs.
I have to say, I liked all of those songs quite a bit. Yeah. They were all fun.
Very chaotic.
We got like chamber pop, like dance, and then like like post.
Yeah, like the middle
punk,
one.
I don't know.
Yeah, the middle one was kind of like ambient, like it had that little nature outro.
Yeah.
And then, like the post-punk vibes with like the, I don't know, it was kind of like Joy Division bass riff sort of thing going on.
Bauhaus, yeah.
Yeah, Bauhaus. It was really good. I liked those quite a bit.
I feel like all three of them had some of that little like electronic element or like that like I don't know how to describe it, but like at the end of the Wiseblood one where it was kind of like those like I don't know like
some
squeaks
like blips and bloops and some birds.
Yeah, blips and bloops, and then Shoot to Kill had that too, like the little
at the
lasers,
end, yeah,
and then Not Real like all over it in the beat, which was just
yeah,
cool.
It's fun when it's not just like the live instruments give it a little bit of flavor, you know, mm-hmm. in production. Those blips and bloops.
Yeah.
Those are the fun parts.
Music is crazy.
Music is so much fun.
So we are getting to one question I have, and this is partially just to fill time, to be honest. But one question I have, because we're getting to December.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting to the end of the year. Do you two have any, like, album of the year contenders?
Oh, I know James definitely does.
Okay, James, the floor is yours.
Well... my boys over in London, Black Country, New Road.
I don't know why I thought you were going to say the 1975.
No, sorry, I actually don't listen to those guys as much. But Black Country, New Road released Ants From Up There on, what, February 8th of this year?
Okay.
Oh, that was the date.
Yeah, that album literally changed my life.
Okay.
It's very good. I love it so much. It's like... I don't know. I feel like if you are like keeping track of a lot of big critics like album of the year list, you'll see it on there on a lot of different lists. It's been very successful.
I'll listen just for you.
Yeah. I think you'd like it. I think it's for anybody. Okay. Anybody can get a good thing out of it. The vocalist who ended up leaving the band, unfortunately, is a very great writer, very talented. His name is Isaac Wood. Shout out. Hope he's doing well. I think he's working at a bakery or something now.
I always think of that line. It always pops into my head from Basketball Shoes. Like, I am the convo, you are the weather.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He's such a good writer. Oh, man, what's another good one? It was like on Concord, which is like one of the big singles for the album. It was like Breathless Upon Every Mountain to Look for Your Light. I don't remember. But you guys will have to listen to it and check it out because I love that album more than anything.
I'll be listening to I'll be reading the lyrics as I listen.
Yeah, you should. Very
I think
talented.
I've got a few contenders.
Let's hear them.
A few contenders for sure. Two that I can remember off the top of my head right now. are, there's a Cities of Eve album. I think we played one of his songs a few weeks back, but it's called Man Plays with a Horn. And it's like very cloud rap, experimental rap from earlier in the year. And it was very good. It's quite long, but very good. It's kind of sound collage, like hip hop elements. And also another rap album, Aethiops by Billy Woods.
Oh, Aethiops,
I remember
right.
You mentioned that one.
Yeah, I definitely love that record.
I need to check
lot.
That out.
I still need to listen to more Billy Woods, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
So I
yeah.
think those are my contenders, but I mean, I have the same too, like Ants From Up There's great.
Yeah.
New Black Midi album's great.
Yeah, then they just released a live album too, like a couple days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing like this big show with all their albums in London and like
three days.
Oh, wow. And they must be thinking of doing LP4 soon or dropping it soon. So that'll be really cool. They've been churning out music just super fast. It's been, from Cavalcade to Hellfire, it's been, like, only less than 9 months. It's kind of crazy.
Wow.
I guess it is 4 p.m.
Yeah.
We are at the end of our time slot here. Is there any, like, last thoughts? Any?
Oh, yeah, what's your record of the year so
far? Oh, yeah, Daniel, we couldn't even...
No, that's
okay. We can't skip over you.
I asked the question, so it's all good. Probably... I don't know if I have, like, a bunch, but I feel like probably Hypnos by Raven Lanae. If you guys like R&B, that's, I think...
Like, I like the single with Steve Lacy on it.
Skin Tight.
That was great. Yeah, I should listen.
Okay, yeah. I haven't heard that one, so you haven't heard mine. We'll have to do a little tradesies.
We'll do an exchange, yeah. So we'll report back next week on each of our album listens, I guess.
I think this is a common one, too, but the new Steve Lacy album.
Gemini Writes.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it was just... Like, that's all I remember listening to during the summer, really.
And I mean, Steve Lacy is probably just the king of 2022 in some ways.
Yeah,
so.
He had a lot of wins this year.
Yeah, like big W's.
Yeah, I love, Sunshine with Fouché is an amazing song. Carried my summer.
Good summer vibes with Steve Lacy.
Hideout.
Yep, Hideout tomorrow night, 8:30 p.m., not a.m.,
at night.
Have a little cozy time with four amazing acts, which Daniel's going to double check.
We got Magnolia.
Zipcar Hot Dog.
Zipcar Hot Dog.
Exit Strategy. And Lovely Company. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll be in the lovely company of your friends and fam at CITR.
Amazing segue. Amazing.
Yeah, and it will be a great time.
It will be a great time.
I'm so excited.
Okay. Are we playing them out or are we just ending here?
I don't know. I guess we haven't got a ton of time.
We could do a quick tune real quick.
Yeah.
You want to do a quick tune?
Yeah,
okay.
Let's do a quick tune.
Jay wants a quick tune. Do you want to introduce or Kevorkian Times?
No, let's do
this. Oh, sorry. This one?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll let you introduce that because
I don't know either. But
Dad Jay. By Momi Maiga. I'm so sorry to this artist.
Oh, is that the one that you showed me?
Yeah, this one was really cool.
This one sounded really cool. I'm excited to hear the whole thing.
Okay, let's get into it. It's from the album Neo. Thanks so much for listening. James, do you want to sign this off? I know you...
I guess, yeah. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been Chartsomania.
Also, shout out James for doing the boards today.
First time on the boards.
Flawless execution.
I did. There were a couple of things going on.
They were all intentional. Yeah.
It was all intentional. All part of the story.
Exactly.
All right. Peace out. Goodbye, everybody.
Hideout CITR.
Hideout.